Stop button.
Hey. Hello? Hey, how you doing?
Stop button. Stop. No, as I am. Status bar item. Swipe down with three fingers to reveal notifications. Swipe up with three fingers to reveal the control center. Double tap to scroll to top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. What are we talking about? I guess reaching out for the services and things. Did she? I guess what's been going on with you? With all of that.
Yeah. Well, I got a hold of the tech people at CBVI finally.
Oh, good.
They're giving me tech lessons. Next Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's why I can't talk next Friday.
So all week pretty much next week you're getting.
Yeah, pretty much
lessons.
Monday, Wednesday I don't have anything, but Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday I do.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So next week, well, I was going to talk to you about this too, and I don't know if we'll talk about it later, but. So my schedule is getting really full, and you and I have been talking once a week for a really long time, and I hate making people go to every other week, but I think we're probably going to have to just because, like, I don't have enough room for everybody. But anyway, so next week, though, you're at the training anyway.
Right.
So then we could pick back up the next week, but that's just 1 week, right? Or is
right,
that continuous?
Yeah.
For
that's
1 week.
Week.
Oh, sorry, you broke up for a second. What's
that's 1 week.
It's just next week.
Yes.
Okay, so we could, like, go back to Fridays then after that?
Yes.
Like, if we did every other Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be perfect. So, what are they going to teach you? This is really interesting. This is exciting, Aaron.
They're teaching
me. Finally, we heard that.
Yeah, finally, after like 3 months.
I know, you've become, oh my god, I know. So, okay, cool. So, yeah.
So, they're gonna supposedly teach me, JAWS commands and, Microsoft Word.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really exciting.
I know most of the JAWS commands already, because I've been using JAWS for like 3 years
Ever.
Now, 4 years now, 5 years now, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it'll be a good refresher probably, right?
To
go through some of the commands again, because, you know, there's always, I know even with my screen reader, I mean, you know, I use VoiceOver most of the time, but there's always commands that someone's like, oh, if you do this, you can, like, move a file, you know, like, I was copy and pasting files or whatever, and there's a command that, like, actually drags and drops the file, so you don't have to delete it after you've moved it. Anyway, so I remember I discovered that semi-recently, and it was like, wow, I can't believe I didn't know about this. So
yeah, I mean, and we went over the commands just to make sure I knew them yesterday, but that was the boring part. I knew all the commands. I got them all right.
Yeah.
And we still had to go over them again at the end just to make sure I know them. I'm like, this is like ridiculous. I'm having to go over shit that I already know. Like.
Yeah. I know. It gets frustrating, especially
But I'm happy that I'm actually getting this class, and I'm grateful that I'm getting the class, and I'm grateful for tonight's class. Through Computers for the Blind.
Okay, and is that also where they teach you with that?
What? You broke
up. So tonight's class is different, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still haven't been able to get a hold of Hadley.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah. I tried calling them today, and they did not answer the phones.
Huh. Let me double check the number I gave you. Like, are you getting a voicemail saying that you're calling Hadley? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're just not
picking up.
No, it's picking up. Okay. Gotcha. So sorry for her. Huh. I'll check and see if they have an email. too.
Okay.
Because that might be
easier.
Something to consider. Yeah. I mean, so sadly, your comfort level on the computer. So Hadley has like a whole online, like they have online workshops. So that's what I did.
Online community, sort of.
Yeah, it's like if you make an account with them, you have access to a bunch of workshops. So they have workshops with like how to use Microsoft Word, a workshop about how to go on the internet, a workshop about how to use like Microsoft Excel. They have tons of just daily living workshops, also like making beds, doing folding clothes, like cooking. And so anyway, I use them to teach myself a lot of stuff, but, you know, it's one of those, if you make an account, then you can, it's free, doesn't cost any money, you just need an email address when you make a password, and, you can go on all of their workshops.
Right,
they're
yeah.
just videos, you know, is that something you would be comfortable doing, or is that not really something that you would?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's something to consider. Like,
yeah.
If I
mean,
text you the, yeah. I can text you the website if you want.
Yeah, I'll have a number too. I can call the number on Monday and see what I get.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And, you know, I think, too, you can also wait on Hadley, right? Because you already have, you're going to be doing training, right?
Right, but that's only for this week.
So. Sorry, what did you say?
That's only for,
breaking up
that's only for next
only
week.
One week. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you're right. So, maybe afterward.
Right. Well, I still want to call and get the stuff I need now and have it just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Yeah. And so. So remind me, sorry. The Computers for the Blind that you're doing today. Is what is that? You mentioned this last time we talked.
It's like a tech lesson where they teach me like how to browse websites and how to like, well, I know how to do that, but they're teaching me stuff I already know. Again, because they're just the people that don't know that already know this, and then when I tell them this, I'm like, well, we have to go over it anyways, and I'm like, okay, so they're teaching me how to like access like APH websites and the APH website and Freedom Scientific website. They're teaching me how to, like, you know, use JAWS and NVDA with websites that are not accessible, which is kind
of... Oh, wow.
...a pain, because it's...
Oh, scary. You mean... Okay, sorry, I misunderstood what you said. I was like, wait, they're teaching you how to get around on inaccessible websites? Like, I need to take this class. Okay, I see. So it's certain websites you're trying to navigate that are inaccessible, that
right.
They're telling you to.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're still inaccessible when I try them on my own, so I don't know what I'm doing everything the lady told me to do, or the guy told me to do.
Oh, and
so,
you feel like you're not getting, you're not navigating through. Yeah.
So.
Like, you're following what they said, but it's not working for, like, it's not working for you.
Right.
Yeah. That's frustrating. What website? Just curious. Is
well,
it?
I mean, like...
Or, I mean, it's multiple, but...
I mean, it's like...
One.
The Keybase website's not really accessible to me.
Oh, okay.
So, the keybase.pub or whatever.
Yeah. That's I don't know. What is that? It's
like a file sharing thing.
Oh, okay. I guess I've never had any experience with that.
No.
Yeah. And some websites, yeah. I think, are just, like, some are pretty straightforward, and some are really confusing.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
mm-hmm.
So it sounds like they're having you navigate some pretty confusing ones.
Mm-hmm.
Which maybe is good. I don't know.
yeah, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, maybe it's worse. Man, I don't know.
Maybe it's just frustrating you too much.
It is, because I'm like, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying to do this. What? It's not working. So what am I supposed to do? Oh, keep at it, keep trying. Use those gels, touch navigation cursors. I'm like, I am. I have a laptop. It's right here. You hear my speech. You're telling me stuff I already know. Like, I've been a computer user since 2015.
Right.
Of March 1st, 2015. Actually, no. Well, I came in the blind community March 1st of 2015. I've been a computer user since 2013.
Right.
So, I know how to use a computer. I taught myself how to use this computer.
Right.
Like, I didn't get any teaching from Computers for the Blind, or I could taught myself.
Yeah, that's really impressive, so, by the way.
I was in the blind community now, and it's great. It's awesome.
Friends
in the blind, and I mean, we get into drama shows, but it's like, me and Nate, that guy you were talking to a while back, he's part of the blind community too, so he's, yeah, so, but.
It sounds like, you know, I know it's frustrating, but it does sound like, even, like, sometimes even if it's stuff we already know, just the more we do it, like, it just, the
just
better.
Roll with it, I guess, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, okay, you're like, you already know how to navigate websites, but, like, they might somehow say something you never thought of, or
right, yeah,
just
which
practicing.
They didn't yesterday, I knew everything, I'm like, uh-huh, yep, insert F2, yep, there you go.
You're like, I could teach this class.
Right, I could teach this class, give me the teaching.
Let me show you all how this is done.
Let me show you how this is done.
I got
it. And I'll do it in style, too. Oh,
that's
my
really
god.
Funny. That's awesome. Well, yeah. So how are you feeling about this next class, next week? Like, how would you rate yourself on how well you know Microsoft Word right now?
I don't know Microsoft Word at all.
Okay, so like zero.
I mean, he taught me a little bit of Microsoft Word, but see, the way I have this PC, my computer, they call it 7, but this PC, they call it 10, or File Explorer, the way I have my File Explorer set up is way different than he has his. I have all the toolbars and tree views and all that stuff turned off. He doesn't.
Oh.
So he was telling me to go to the desktop, and it was pinned because I have all that stuff turned off.
Okay.
And so he's like, go to the desktop. I say, and he's like yelling at me. I'm like, dude, I have all the tree views, ribbon bars, toolbars, whatever the things are called, turned off because I like my this PC clean. I don't like it cluttered and having to expand and collapse and it's annoying.
Right. So what do you do instead then?
Like, so I don't know if you had a Windows computer before, but in, like, the My Computer thing, you hit Windows E for this PC or whatever.
Okay.
You know how it shows documents, downloads, and music, and all that? Like,
yeah.
My recent files?
Yeah.
I have all that hidden. So, like, it's bye-bye. Like, it's not even in there. All I have in this PC thing is my drive.
Mm-hmm.
My local disk C, or Windows OS C, whatever it's called.
Okay.
But my main hard drive, so I can access my files and stuff or whatever. I don't have all the documents and downloads right there. I have to browse to it. Or go to the run dialog, just type in documents, but still.
Okay,
but
so you have to do it a little bit differently than how they explain it.
Yes,
basically.
And it's hard because they're like, oh, why is it pinned? I'm like, it's right there, but it's pinned because I have it. The tree view, I don't have the tree view turned off, but it was not showing the desktop as being collapsed. And they wanted it to be collapsed. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't have it that way.
Right.
To like, well, next week you're going to have it that way. You're going to have your friend turn it back on for you or whatever, because we're going to do it my way. I'm like, but that defeats the purpose of you teaching the class, because you're forcing me to have something on my computer that I do not want.
Okay.
So I'm getting a little...
What specific... I'm interested, like, why that matters so much. Yeah.
Well, because they wanted me to put a file on the desktop instead of documents. And I was like, I don't know.
Oh, it's like instead of... You didn't want to... Okay, so they wanted to put a file on the desktop and you wanted to put it somewhere else, like in documents.
No. Like, I wanted to put it on my desktop.
Okay.
But I couldn't get to the desktop because it was pinned.
Okay.
It was hidden, so I couldn't see it. And I don't know how to turn that back on to where they can see desktop collapse, documents collapse, downloads collapse, music collapse, whatever. I have all that. It's called Old New Explorer. It's a program that we use to hide all the ribbon bars and toolbars and what are they called? Toolbars or windows, but they call them ribbon bars thingies.
Mm-hmm.
They call them toolbars and Macs, but yeah.
Right, yeah, they do. That's why I was like, ribbon? I don't know what that is. Well, I guess I do know what that is, because on the Microsoft apps, like Outlook and Word on my Mac, they say ribbon.
Right,
but you're right. Normally it's a toolbar.
But it's annoying, because they're like, you need to have your friend turn that back on. I'm like, okay, but all I have to do is go to documents and copy and paste to the desktop. Like, what the heck?
He
wouldn't even let me do that. He's like, no, you have to save it directly to the... I'm like, what?
Maybe, yeah, it sounds like... I'm not sure if this is what's happening, but it sounds like they just don't understand that you could...
They don't understand the technical...
You could do it another way, and it's still okay.
Right. Yeah.
Ah. So, like, do you anticipate that being a problem next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he won't, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to ask my friend to turn it back on, but I'm going to tell him he needs to be connected to my computer when I get done to turn that off, because I'm not going to be able to navigate this thing with it turned on. I had to navigate it for 3 days when he was not around and do it. It was a pain.
Oh, God. Yeah, because it was like you weren't used to that setting in the way that it was. Gotcha. Yeah. So, I guess my question is, like, when you're in the class and they're teaching you this one way, like, will you be able to kind of translate that to your way? Like, after?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I guess that's all that
you
really
won't be
matters.
There to stop me from copying and pasting on my desktop like I want to do.
Yeah. So, like, you'll know how to.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
I knew how, and I was trying to go there, and I'm like, dude, I'm just going to save it in documents. He's like, well, next week you're going to save it on the desktop, and you're going to save it directly to the desktop or else. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Thank you very much for not. Just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Like, okay, as long as you know where the file is,
right.
I would assume that you
just
can retrieve that
freaking...
file. You just would get it from documents.
Oh my gosh, like, he's one of these people that, like, I used to work with him, like, years ago in the Center for the Blind, when I used to go there for training.
Yeah.
He's a good teacher, but, man, he just... He cracks me up sometimes, because he's like, African-American, so he's, like, talks in this, like, that voice that they do when they're, I don't want to be racist, but, like, he talks in that voice where it's, like, it's noticeable that he's black and whatever. So, he kept on saying, pronouncing things wrong, and I kept on having to say, what? And he's, like, that's what you used to do a few years ago when you used to be in my class. What are you doing? You repeating your? Are you trying to repeat class? And I'm like, No, I'm trying to understand what you're saying because you're pronouncing things wrong. It's so hard to understand him because he's like, he talks so slow, which is good because it's pronouncing the words, but then again, it creates other problems too.
Yeah, sometimes I think just being honest, like, very kindly, like, I'm really sorry, I didn't understand, what you, can you repeat that a little slower, or whatever you say, because, yeah, people do have different ways of speaking, and it can be tricky when we, you know, we're not used to it. Well, I'm excited. I'm really happy to hear that you're taking this class. Like, I do think, you know, it's like baby steps, right?
Yeah.
Like, some more things you've been hoping to learn. Like, that's really awesome. That's super awesome. Yeah. You deserve to hear that. Like, you know. So it's 3 whole days, or is it like...
It's like 1:30 to 4:30.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty intense.
So,
like,
yeah.
It's like 9 hours next week of training.
Oh my god, it's gonna be tough. Because I get home, like, at 1:23, and I'm like, I have 7 minutes to just unpack, and then by the time I'm unpacked, computer on, and everything. Yeah. I have to turn on my computer and get my jaws up, because he doesn't like NVIDIA. He yelled at me because I had NVIDIA on. I'm not supposed to use NVIDIA, I'm supposed to use jaws. I'm like, I use NVIDIA for NVIDIA remote. Excuse me. So.
Oh my god, you're gonna be really busy then next week.
I'm gonna be tired. I'm gonna be tired.
Yeah.
Coming home and then transitioning from having fun, or not having fun, but doing nothing all day to intense 3.5 hour tech lessons. Woof.
Yeah, you're gonna have to, like, take some naps during the week. Sounds like a lot.
I'm gonna take a nap on, like, Monday, and then, like, go to sleep at, like, 7:30, and then wake up at, like, 6:30, and be like, okay, I'm good now. Hi.
I got all my sleep in.
Hey.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that, Aaron. That's really, like, I can't wait to hear about how it went.
I know.
Next time we talk. Very curious.
It's gonna be.
But be intense.
Alright.
So, okay, what did I say?
So, did you talk to that person that was you're gonna add in with me or whatever?
Yeah, you know, I haven't gotten a hold of such person. And, like, I can't reach out, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, like, I have to wait until people, like, kind of reach out to me if they're, so I should be talking to them soon. Also, if there's other people I can think of that might be, like, you know what I mean? Interesting for you to talk to, I'll, like, consider that too. And, we do have groups at the end of every month, I think, I mentioned to you as well. I don't know if you'd be interested in that. You can think about it, because it wouldn't be until next month, like, the end of October. But, like, there's, like, peer support calls, like, group calls once a month, if you're interested.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure. So, all the other peers, many other peers hold groups. I don't have a group yet, but I've been considering holding a group because a lot of people are our age, right, who I speak to. So I do, you know, I think they have to train me on group if I do one. So if I do start one, I guess, like, you would go, like, basically everyone's own people they call end up in that peer's group, except when a peer doesn't have a group, like, you would just go to and group is open.
Yeah.
But if I did start one, then I think you would be allowed to come to my
So I'll keep you posted on that. But yeah, so I can, I'll put a note that you're interested in groups next month too.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome. Okay, cool. So, you have the did you want me to text you the Hadley website, or did you?
Can you text me the email, the Hadley website, and the phone number?
Yeah, I'm not sure they have an email, but I'll just double check for you. Yeah, and I'll do that. And super good luck at your class next week.
Thank you.
And then I guess so. We'll talk the next Friday, which oh my gosh is already October. So that's October 7th.
Oh my god!
You want to do? I know. It's already the end of September, which is crazy, jeez. Right? Because the week after next week.
I know.
That's ridiculous. So, it's three, you want, I don't know if I'll be, do you want to do like 2:45?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And if I can, I could, depending on like when my meeting ends, I might try you earlier than that, or if it's a little bit later, but we'll aim for that. And then, like, if you didn't pick up, if I called you a little earlier than 2:45 and you didn't pick up, I'd try you again. Mm-hmm. It's like 2:45 or whatever. So. Okay, cool. All right, Aaron. Well, good luck next week.
All right, thank you.
I can't wait to hear about it.
All right, cool.
3:28 p.m.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Pasco field, 0 and 4 values entered. Secure. Try again. Try again. Try again. Try passcode 1. Wrong passcode. Try again. Pass 1. Record. Stop. Button.